It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, they've been called man's best friend, and there's really been a lot of studies that show that owning a pet, whatever kind of pet, can really improve your health in many ways. And my guest is holistic health expert Kim Baker. So Kim, tell us the ways that pets and pet ownership can improve our health, and what kind of pets are we talking about?
Well, the first one that comes to mind are dogs, of course. You know, dogs need to be walked and exercised themselves to stay healthy, so it's a motivation factor for us humans to get out there as well and get some exercise, running, biking. You know, depending on what type of dog you have, you can vary your exercise variety to fit your needs as well as their needs. And just the simple act of petting an animal, whether it's a dog or a cat or a bird or a rabbit, you know, that actually has been proven to slow down our heart rate. And so in our fast society these days, where we're going 90 miles an hour and 50 million different things, just taking that moment to slow down and breathe and relax, de-stress a little bit, anything that you can do to de-stress, and the pets definitely help us with that, is good to boost our immune system.
Well, and I've also heard that having a pet in the home can even possibly reduce the evidence of pet allergies in kids. So like if they're born and there's a pet in the home, that they may have fewer allergies to pets and to dog hair and that sort of thing. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard that. That's interesting.
That's
great. You know, I grew up with animals, and most of my life, there's been a few years that I haven't had animals, and so that's wonderful. You know, a lot of kids these days do have problems with, you know, asthma and allergies, and so if that's great that pets are able to help prevent that.
Well, they might possibly be, and the studies are coming out more and more now. So obviously dogs, but what health benefits? You talk about petting animals, but like what? You know, to me, dogs have owners, cats have staff. What health benefits are we getting really from cats around our house? Are they making us, do their bidding? Are they really? Tell us about some more health benefits.
I think when it comes down to, you know, cats certainly can be entertaining. they can be frustrating as well. Any animal can be frustrating, you know, just like children and family members and coworkers and bosses. You know, at some point, you know, another being can be frustrating for you. But overall, you know, animals really provide that unconditional love. And, you know, cats are questionable with the unconditional love, but I think that, you know, even though sometimes we are their staff, they still provide us that unconditional love. And I think just having that, you know, in your life and understanding what that is and being able to return that love is a health benefit. Horses also offer unconditional love. They offer a lot of health benefits. They do a lot of therapy for us humans. So spiritually, all animals live in the moment. So again, getting out of that fast-paced, you know, 50 million things running around in your head, the monkey brain, the animals ask you to, you know, calm down, be a little more present in the moment, smell the roses, so to speak. Horses also offer therapy for people that have post-traumatic stress syndrome, people that have other physical and mental disabilities. Riding a horse is very similar to the motion of a human walking. So for those people that have lost the use of their legs, being on a horse, you know, provides them that freedom of movement again, and that's a huge health benefit.
Well, sure, and a lot of different pets and animals are being used for various forms of therapy now. You know, dogs are there for, you know, eyesight and helpers and diabetes. They could even sometimes smell an oncoming attack. Horses, as you say, for movement therapy. What about like fish? That's, you know, you've always heard that watching fish is a very soothing, meditative type thing to do.
Absolutely. Again, you know, all animals live in the present moment. And so us humans, we tend to be in more of the ego or database brain. instead of being present in the moment, we're thinking of, you know, our to-do list. Well, I have these things that I need to get done today, plus the 50 others I didn't accomplish yesterday. So that's being in that database brain, whereas the animals are, like I said, more present in the moment, more in an expanded awareness state. They're not worrying about what happened 2 minutes ago, and they're not worried about what's coming in the next 5 minutes. So to go into a meditative state, that's what you need to do. You need to kind of tune out the million thoughts that are running through your mind, which is challenging. And so by watching the fish, you know, it's not that you can pet the fish or anything like that, but it can get you into that more meditative trance and help you accomplish, quiet the thoughts, you know, that are coming through in your mind and give you something to focus on to tune out those other thoughts.
Now, you know, and certainly for the aged, having an animal around can even offer a sense of security or a little bit of awareness. I've heard for Alzheimer's patients who won't pay attention to the humans but will watch a dog's every move. How can pet ownership be sort of an alternative to traditional medication or, you know, traditional medicine in some circumstances?
Well, basically what we've talked about before, you know, the animals, they can, because they're in that what I call expanded awareness state all the time, and if you think about, you know, let's talk about the lions and the zebras. We've seen where the zebras and the wildebeest are grazing and the lions are 10 feet away, and you're thinking, oh, you guys are stupid because those lions eat you. But they understand that the lions are taking a nap at the moment. But the minute that energetic and that intention shifts, those prey animals, the zebra and the wildebeest, are going to be gone. They're going to be, split second, they're going to be out of there the minute one of those lionesses is like, I'm hungry. And so that's how having the dog or, you know, the other therapy animals, whether it's they come and visit you, you know, at the hospice or the hospital, or you own them, you know, they have that awareness about them that they can help you. You know, they've been able to sense heart attack, like you said, diabetes coming on, all these different things. So that's how, and just the simple act of, you know, being present in the moment and the stroking, just the calming, you know, the less stress that we can have in our life and on our bodies, the more healthier we are.
Well, and also it's been shown that pets and ownership, having to care for something else, helps with depression incredible amounts, post-traumatic stress, as you mentioned before with horses, but just clinical depression of all sorts. Because, you know, dogs especially can sense when you're upset or anxious, and they come kind of to the rescue. I mean, I'm even noticing it with our dog. When my daughter gets upset, our little dog comes running up to her and, you know, right away tries to get involved.
Yes.
So it's almost if they know, you know. Now, in the last about minute and a half, give us your best advice for pet ownership, reducing depression, helping with the health benefits of owning a pet, and why everybody should do it.
Well, it's going to be individual to each person. And in some cases, some people just, you know, don't have the financial means or the time commitment to be able to, you know, own an animal. So really look at your lifestyle and what it is that you want, and make sure that you choose the right animal. It's very important that, you know, if you live in an apartment, that you don't have a border collie, you know, in your apartment, and you're gone for 12 hours out of that day, because that border collie is going to destroy your apartment because they need a job. They're very high energy dogs, and so you need to match your lifestyle with the pet that you're looking for, and making sure that you're getting the pet for the right reasons.
Well, keep going. We have about 30 seconds.
Okay, then the benefits of, you know, having that animal with you just carries over. It's like a bonus, you know, of having them and making sure that everybody's happy and that unconditional love.
Well, that is certainly what pets do for us, that unconditional love. They can help us with blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, so many things. So look into getting a pet or sharing somebody else's. It's a good thing to do. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.